In the month of November, we're going to be discussing the authority of Christ on Wednesday nights and also on Sundays. And what brought this about is the idea of people not respecting authority. And the Lord's church must constantly keep the authority of Christ in front of the people of God, lest we become authority ourselves. And that's the last thing we want to do. The last thing we want to do is to believe that we run our own lives. Brethren, when we consider authority, authority comes from God and it's delegated. And so God gave Jesus Christ all authority. Turn your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 1, 22 and 23. And when we consider the definition of authority, it's the power to decide, to rule, to have the power of choice, jurisdiction, the official power to make legal decisions. God has given Jesus Christ all authority. In Ephesians chapter 1, 22 and 23, here we come across some familiar passages of scripture of God giving Christ all power. And that power is truly amazing. It's powerful. In verse 22, and he put all things under his feet, all things, and gave him to be the head over all to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. God put everything under the feet of Jesus upon his ascension to himself. Daniel 7, 13 and 14. You remember it was at that time in Acts 1, verse number 8 and 9, that the cloud took Jesus up. And Daniel gives us the picture of it some 600 years before it actually happened in Daniel 7, verse 13 and 14, when Daniel said, I saw in the night visions, one like the Son of Man, come upon the cloud of heaven, brought him to the Ancient of Days, and it was given to him dominion, glory, and a kingdom. Friends, Jesus Christ was given power, glory, a kingdom. And when we consider this absolute power that he was given by the Father, we consider all things being under him. But what are the all things? Psalm 2 and verse number 8, what did the Messiah ask for? He asked for the souls of men. He asked to be ruler of men. And when we consider this, we see this idea in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse number 2. And even in Jesus' prayer, turn to John 17 and verse 2. In John 17 and verse number 2, and this is why, friends, when we're talking to our friends who are in the world, in the denominational world, they have to understand that Jesus Christ has all authority. However, as the people of God, as Christians in the Lord's church, we must understand that Jesus Christ has all authority. Because when we live like Jesus Christ has all authority, then our lives will look that way. In John 17 and verse number 2, Jesus in his prayer, as you have given him authority over how much? All flesh. Every man has flesh. He's not talking about the flesh of animals. He's talking about the flesh that has a soul, that has the ability to think, to feel, and to act. And so Jesus Christ has authority over all flesh. So why is this important? Listen to this. This is important when it comes to the clear authority that God gave Jesus in Matthew 28 and verse number 18, where Jesus said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Friends, there's not another individual that has authority like Jesus. No one has authority like Jesus, which means that every single person must listen to Jesus. Every single person under the canopy of heaven must listen to Jesus. There's not one person that's not supposed to listen to him. And so when we consider the authority given by God to Jesus Christ to command baptism for the remission of sins, when a person says that baptism is not essential for salvation, they're actually saying that Jesus Christ don't have all authority. And they're also saying that the Father has no authority. But it was the Father that told Jesus what to say, John 12, 48 and 49. Jesus is only repeating what the Father told him to say. So he didn't say these things on his own authority. He has all authority. And so when Jesus tells us to do something, friends, we must submit to his will. And so I was thinking about that. And it caused me to think about three things. Number one, people are always diminishing the authority of Jesus by pinning Paul against Jesus. Look at Romans 10, verses 9 and 10. In Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, we know this passage. People use it all the time. They go straight here when it comes to salvation. In Romans 10, in verse number 9 and 10, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. People, they'll say, see, this is all I have to do to be saved. Hold on. Do we understand 1 Corinthians 14 and verse number 37? And Paul said that the things that are written to you, they're the commandments of the Lord. And so why would Paul teach anything that's contradictory or diametrically opposed to Jesus Christ? Brethren, he wouldn't. And so when people go there, just go to the context and let the context determine what Paul is saying. Number two, when Jesus' authority is dismissed or disobeyed, it's a direct violation toward the Father. Friends, the last person that we want to disappoint is the Father. But turn your Bibles to Luke 19. In Luke 19, we have some very scary passages here. Very scary. And the reason why they're scary is because of the ramifications of it. Jesus, as he has given this parable about a certain nobleman who went far in verse number 12, but he was going to return. And in verse 14, notice what the citizens said. But the citizens hated him and sent a delegation after him saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. The Jews, they didn't want to listen to Jesus. And because they didn't want to listen to him, the majority of them, this is what they pretty much said. But drop down to verse number 27. These are still the words of Jesus Christ, the one whom God sent, God in the flesh. He says, but bring here those enemies of mine who did not want me to reign over them. And notice what Jesus says, and slay them before me. If those are not scary passages, I don't know what is. Those are scary passages. And so people have this picture of Jesus Christ. You know, he's soft and, you know, he's all loving. Y'all better be careful when you're messing with Jesus. Jesus is one that on the last day, everybody's going to stand before him. Why? Because God has given him all authority. He's given him all authority to judge. He's given them all authority to command. He's given them all authority. And we have to make sure that we understand that Jesus Christ has authority. But as we close, Ephesians 1, verse number 23, God put all things under his feet, gave him to be the head over all things. Here it is, to the church, to the called out ones, to the body of Christ. It's the fullness of Christ. Christ doesn't only have authority over the world. Christ especially has authority over the church. Now, brethren, don't miss that point, because sometimes I hear even my own brethren say, well, Christ's authority is only over the church. That's false. You know why it's false? Because he's going to judge all men. Every single man, he's going to judge them. And this is why we're running out there teaching people the gospel. Why? Because they're going to stand before Jesus Christ one day and give an answer. And so the very fact that we have that responsibility to submit our will to the authority of Christ, but also we're going out there teaching people who don't know Christ for the pardon of their sins,